You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Did I call it? Didn't I call it? The feds are, this is coming from NPR, the feds are to design health insurance for the quote-unquote masses. I told ya, I didn't think it was going to happen this soon. I thought the public option was dead, and then they were going to just bring it back after the next election or when the Supreme Court ruled that Obamacare was constitutional. I didn't think that this would happen this soon. I got to tell you, they are playing their chess pieces, and this is not good. I know some of you are like, what, Dr. Dahlia? Wait a second, we're going to get health insurance now. Yay! Oh, the government's going to save us. Yee-haw! No. We're going to dissect. We're going to trisect. We're going to bisect this, and then I'm going to give it one hell of a Dr. Dahlia suppository. All right. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, DOC-DALI. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com, and please follow me on Twitter. All right. So NPR reports that the federal government is taking on a crucial new role in the nation's health care, designing a basic benefits package for millions of privately insured Americans. This is a framework that the Obama administration has released today. Oh, boy. All right. Now, the report by independent experts from the Institute of Medicine lays out guidelines for deciding what to include in the new essential benefits package. All right. No. Don't start getting excited yet. Okay. All right. Who's making these guidelines? Who are these experts? And how to keep it affordable for small businesses and taxpayers and also scientifically up to date. Yeah, like leeches are coming back. Is that what they mean? So far, they say, this is per NPR, about 68 million Americans, most of them currently insured, ultimately would be affected by the new benefits package, right? Which means that's more people than that's on Medicare. And the advisors recommend that the package be built on a mid-tier, kind of the mid-tier health plans, not the Cadillac plans, the mid-tier health plans currently offered by small employers, expanding to include certain services such as mental health, right? But squeezed into a real-world budget. This sounds too good to be true. So they're going to come up with a health plan that also includes mental health, which I'm going to tell you is going to cost a lot. All right, mental health dollars we need in our healthcare packages, but that's not going to be cheap. But they're going to squeeze it into a real-world budget, huh? Now, so far, they did not spell out the list of services they're going to cover. Well, of course not, right? They're trying to figure out what font to use. This list that they're going to come up with, probably going to have maybe six things, maybe, we'll give them 12, right? And then they're going to have to make the font up to 18 to make it look bigger, all right? But they did recommend that the government require evidence of cost effectiveness, which means if they don't think it's cost effective for you to get your pap smears or for you to get your PSA, it's not going to be on here. All right, now this is very interesting. All right, I want to read this to you. Sorry to read to you from NPR, but this just came in, and this is pretty interesting. What they're hoping is that the existing plans will, even though they aren't going to be required yet to adopt this federal model, this health insurance plan that the government wants to now framework, but they think that employers and consumer advocates are going to want to move to this one. Okay, that was a big problem with the public option. They thought the public option was going to be able to undercut the other plans. Now, it could undercut if it covers barely nothing. If it covers practically nothing, anything at all, I mean, just bare minimum, yes, they may be able to undercut it, right? Maybe get some penicillin, you know, for your for your penicillin-resistant Staph aureus. Maybe penicillin will be on there, but that may not cut it. All right, Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, Health and Human Services Secretary, said in a statement that officials would hold, get this, guys, listening sessions around the country before any final decisions are made. Really? Really? You're going to hold a listening session. Oh, so that means you're going to listen. Oh, right. I get it. And then you're going to take that back and do what with it? Okay, I want to be at this session and you're going to listen to me. They're going to hold listening sessions around the country before any final decisions are made. If you listen to me, you want to be making this. They said this could take months. The IOM panel recommended an extensive effort to engage the public. Oh, you'll engage me, I'll tell you that. All right, now I think there's a quote here. Okay, what they say is the healthcare law requires that essential benefits include outpatient, hospital, emergency, maternity, newborn, children's care, prescription drugs, mental health, substance abuse treatment, rehab, labs, prevention, and wellness. I mean, that's nice. How are they going to get this cheap? Who are they going to make subsidize this? I mean, if they're not going to make each individual American pay $800-$900 a month, how are they going to subsidize this? Now, all right, basically, what did they say here? All right, the 300-page report, the Institute of Medicine panel stressed that the package has to be affordable if Obama's overhaul is going to stand the test of time. The panel used the analogy of a shopper at a supermarket. You got to hear this. They say one option is to fill up your cart with all the groceries you want and find out the cost at the register. The other option is to walk into the store with a firm idea of what you could spend and fill the cart carefully with only enough food to fit within your budget. The committee recommends that the administration take this approach, the latter approach. Okay, so wait a second. What is your budget? Maternity care can blow through the budget. Substance abuse, emergency hospital. You're going to blow through the budget with 1/100th of these things. The panel proposed a tough financial test. Few small employer plans currently offer comprehensive mental health coverage, example. Okay, all right, so their big claim is they're going to be adding the mental health coverage. Now, as a doctor, I like that. All right, I think that's nice, adding mental health coverage. But listen to me. If policies could exist that covered all these cheaply, they would have already, in this capitalistic market, come on the market. I want to talk more about this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Show 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. So NPR just reported today that the feds are designing a health insurance for the masses. I hate that term, the masses. Doesn't that drive you crazy? Makes you think of class warfare. I don't like that term, the masses. And the feds, I knew this was going to happen. I've talked about this. I said the public option is going to come back because regular private insurers, the costs are going up, and they did. After the Affordable Health Care Act came out, the private health insurance went up even more than it did. Now, I've always been for some sort of health insurance reform. And, you know, we've had major issues with our health insurance. Doctors getting paid 32 cents, patients not getting pre-existing conditions covered and having, you know, maximum benefits, and they're paying high premiums, and, you know, what's the insurance company paying? So I was looking forward to some health insurance reform. Maybe we got a little bit of it in this Affordable Health Care Act, but with it came some very, very scary things, as you know, including the mandate, the Pregnancy Assistance Act, which I thought was ridiculous, where we end up paying for a girl that, you know, gets pregnant in high school to go through high school and college. I don't know why that had to be in there. What about, why wasn't mental health, why wasn't dental put in? Really? You get knocked up and I got to put you through college? Really? Really? That's what I'm paying for? Well, the feds decided, you know what? We're going to do this. Now, I don't know if this is a political ploy, right? So then they could say they came up with the health insurance, you know, before the Obama or before the 2012 election. But what they're going to do is, and they use the shopping cart analogy, is they're going to start with the budget, like with the shopping cart, and then put item by item, grocery item by item in the shopping cart until they have met their budget. And, of course, they want to include substance abuse treatment, mental health, prescription drugs, children care, newborn, maternity, emergency, hospital, outpatient, et cetera. All right. Now, of course, I'm sure the liberals are like, oh, this is wonderful. Yay. Woo-hoo. Yay. You know, good. The government's going to come up with the health insurance. All right. Yet, you know, me as a physician who's dealt with multiple insurance companies, both private, both government, as well as HMOs, I don't see how this is going to be a good thing. Now, keep in mind, all right, I'm not sure how much they're going to want to charge and what this budget is they're coming up with. The big problem we had with the public option is if they only wanted to charge the average American $200-$300 a month. Now, of course, they didn't even come up with the price tag. You know, they're telling Americans we have a mandate to purchase something or take the fine, and we still don't even know what the cost of the product is. Okay, and we don't even know what the product's going to have. I don't understand how they could even suggest such a ludicrous thing. But that's for another subject on a different day. All right, let's say, though, theoretically, they were going to pull a number out of their congressional butt and say, all right, $200, $300 a person per month. Would $200, $300 a month pay for maternity, newborn, hospital, outpatient, substance abuse, et cetera? Would it? It hasn't. If $200-$300 a month could do it, don't you think an insurance company would already exist? Well, Dr. Dahlia, you can't say that. You can't say an insurance company would exist. Maybe, you know, they need more, you know, buying power. Yeah, well, okay, well, then let's just stop for a second, and let's talk about HMOs. HMOs were designed to provide cheaper health care and to save money for the insured and the insurer. You all know how an HMO works, right? Right. The patient is assigned a doctor. That doctor has to be a part of the HMO, the health maintenance organization. The health maintenance organization only selects certain doctors. Those doctors are on a list. If you choose to see a doctor out of network, you may lose your benefits, or you may not be able to reap the benefits and pay more out-of-pocket expenses. So you need to be assigned to that HMO doctor. That HMO doctor has to abide by guidelines and certain practices, whether it's medical practices, prescribing practices, referral practices. You go to the HMO doctor and you say, I want to see a cardiologist. The HMO doctor, when I took HMO, when I dealt with HMOs, I would fill out a form, a request for a referral, would send it to the company, the insurer, the health insurance company. They would have a couple doctors on staff that would review and say yay or nay. Many of them got a thumbs down, and it was nay. Would come back to the patient and say, I'm sorry, they denied your surgery, or they denied your referral. They denied your CT. They denied your MRI. Sometimes they approved it. Sometimes they didn't. And, of course, they would only use an MRI facility that would take their low prices, that only approved surgeons, of course, that would, of course, take their lower fees. Now, in Nevada, we had a problem where nobody wanted to take the HMO. And one of the HMOs in town had to beg, from what I understand, a cardiovascular group or a cardiologist group. And the cardiologist group said, we're going to name our price. You don't have a cardiologist on your HMO. And it's because of what you want to pay them. And you need cardiologists on your HMO or you can't exist. And so, you know, unfortunately for them, they were able to negotiate their own prices and reimbursements. But HMOs exist to save money for the insurer. That's what they do. Everything gets screened. Everything has to go through a referral process. And in fact, so little doctors take HMOs, and the referral process takes so long that many patients just don't make the doctor visit. Or what they do is they decide, you know what, the referral's taking too long, forget it. I'll go to a hospital. Now, I actually worked for an HMO where they had an urgent care on site. And from what I was told, the patients of the HMO couldn't go to an ER. They had to go to the urgent care. Now, because I had ER experience, I banned the urgent care. And I'm like, all right, well, urgent care is usually your coughs and colds, your splinters. The ER was where I used to take care of the tachycardia, the heart attacks, etc. Well, patient after patient that would come in was so acute, I was running codes every day I was there. Yet I didn't have the support staff. And then I'd be shipping them to the ER. And I'm like, what is going on here? Why are these patients coming to see me here? They should be in the ER. I mean, thank God I had ER experience. I mean, thank God I knew what to do. And yes, there was a crash cart, et cetera. But these patients were too highly acute to be coming to the urgent care. And I was told by the other doctors that's what the HMO wants, that they go to the urgent care before the ER because it's cheaper. And I had to quit. I couldn't do that. I couldn't take on the liability. I did ER. I know what I have in an emergency room. I know where I could go. I know my support staff, what my support staff could do. No, I was not going to perform emergency medicine in an ill-equipped urgent care. No. And I quit. And it's unfortunate because, you know, these HMOs have existed. A lot of people have bucked them. The doctors have bucked them. You know, the patients have bucked them. But some of them, you know, exist and do well. I mean, Kaiser is still doing fairly well. Yeah, I trained at Kaiser. When I did training in California, and I went to UCLA, part of my rotations were done at Kaiser. And we would do sigmoidoscopies on Mondays. And people who needed their sigmoidoscopies, although, you know, we usually don't do sigmoidoscopies anymore. We do colonoscopies. But at the time, sigmoidoscopies was the in vogue thing to do with a follow-up barium enema. And we would do that. And it was, I mean, it was pretty streamlined. Of course, everything went through a referral. You needed a nay or a yay on everything. And it looked like they were cutting costs more than a private insurance company. So then my question is then why aren't they more prevalent? I mean, if HMOs are the way to go, if HMOs is what the American people want because they're cheaper and they're more accessible to employers, then why do the feds need to come in? Why do the feds need to come in and design quote-unquote health insurance for the masses? My guess is employers don't want to buy the HMO. My guess is the HMOs are too expensive too. And if that's the case, how in heaven's name is the government going to come up with a health insurance that's supposed to cover everything else that an HMO does, that a private insurance company does, but do it for a lot cheaper? I mean, no one's going to put up with it if it's $49.99 cheaper. I mean, to impress us, they're going to have to come up with a health insurance plan that's going to be hundreds of dollars cheaper a month for an employer to want to purchase it. And if they think they're going to do that by having it subsidized by, quote, unquote, the rich, here we go back again with the public option, just like I told you a few days ago. And I'm really, really frustrated because they are messing with us. You know what they should be doing right now? We're going to be talking about this after the break. Right now, they say 69, about 70 million people have to travel longer to a trauma center or ER because hospitals have closed down. Throughout the country, hospitals are closing down. Why don't they put their time and money into opening up hospitals and clinics? Why don't they do that? Why are they playing around with a cockamamie benefit package? When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business wireless plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, your emails at drdahlia.com, and please follow me on Twitter. All right, so earlier this hour, we talked about a report sent out by NPR saying the feds are going to be designing a health insurance for the quote-unquote masses. The feds are going to step in, come up with a budget, and come up with a health insurance plan that's supposed to include maternity, newborn, outpatient, inpatient, etc. We talked about how HMOs, which were designed to deliver health care more efficiently and inexpensively for both the insurer, the employer, and the insured, how, you know, if they were very successful, then we would all be on HMOs. And HMOs would be taking over our health care. And instead, most people have opted for private. Most people choose to not take the HMO. And I'm not seeing employers sign up for HMOs as well. either because of the cost or because their employees don't want it. So I am just dying to find out what the feds are going to do and what type of a health insurance plan they're going to have. Kathleen Sebelius has said they're going to host some listening sessions across the United States where they will listen. I am going to just push everybody out of the way and try to be the first through that door. They have a few things they need to listen to. Now, we were talking about how there's been some crises, of course, going on thus far since the Affordable Health Care Act. I'm not saying the Affordable Health Care Act caused this. I think a lot of these problems have been accelerated, like the drug shortages, hospitals closing down. You know, one thing in the Affordable Health Care Act is hospitals in this act that fail to improve. So the hospitals that are, quote, unquote, the bad hospitals, right? If they fail to improve, their Medicare payments are supposed to go down. Their Medicare payments are going to go down 1% starting October 2012. And they will continue to go down after reassessment. Now, right now, hospitals have been closing down because they've had to take care of the uninsured. Doctors that don't take Medicaid are leaving Medicaid patients with four-week waits, so they end up going to the hospital. Of course, we see, you know, more and more people with ailments, you know, heart disease, diabetes, et cetera. When people lost their jobs, they lost their insurance. And if they lost their insurance, they didn't pay for their medications. So a diabetic who was barely holding on with blood sugars at 140 a day jumped to 400 a day. And a blood sugar 400 could put you into a coma. So more and more people have been taxing the hospital system. And, of course, since most of these hospitals have to see everybody, they can't turn anybody away, many of them have closed. So they're saying now 70 million people in underserved areas, in rural towns, have to drive almost an hour to get to a trauma center or some emergency facility. And, of course, if any of you have ever had a family member with a stroke, you need 911, you need the ambulance getting them to that facility quickly to start the TPA and the thromboembolics, or the thrombolysate, and, you know, start even with an MI, with a heart attack. We need to institute treatment right away. When I worked in the ER, luckily I was in Lake Havasu. Lake Havasu, small town, so they could get to me. I could stabilize them, do whatever I needed to do, give them the thrombolytics, and then transfer them to Phoenix or transfer them to Las Vegas. I could even transfer them to Needles, but Needles had a small hospital. When I worked in Bullhead, same thing. So, you know, people need to get to where they need to get to when they're sick quickly. But the hospitals have been closing down. And I'm really frustrated that we aren't seeing government dollars go to at least putting up more hospitals or trauma centers or subsidizing the hospitals. Instead, they're like, no, we're going to come up with a health insurance plan. We're going to use the shopping cart analogy where we have a budget and we're just going to put in our shopping cart just what the budget could allow. All right, well then the same problem is going to exist. People having issues that you can't predict are going to put them into the hospital. Well, you know what? We're going to cover a colonoscopy, but only once every 10 years. All right, well, then what happens if somebody has a GI bleed? Are you going to cover that, or do they have to go back to the hospital? Now, they say in an article that came out today from the New York Daily News that the worst hospitals in the U.S. actually treat the poorest Americans. There's some sort of a relationship where the poorest Americans end up at the worst hospitals, and they are more likely to die of heart attacks and pneumonia. So I guess how they're rating these hospitals is the number of deaths and the percentage of deaths of people coming in. Now, is that because these people have to travel an hour to get there? Is it because of the lines? Is it because the ERs are completely overcrowded? Because these patients can't go to their doctors or they're too sick to go to their doctors. Now, they are not revealing the list of the worst hospitals. They won't do that because of privacy. Because I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, do I live, you know, near the worst hospital? But you see, what's happening is what the Affordable Health Care Act is telling them is you're going to get reimbursed less if you continue to be worse. Well, are these hospitals the quote-unquote worst hospitals because the doctors are sitting there picking their nose and scratching their butt when the patient is sitting there seizing in front of them? Or are they considered the worst hospital because patients are dying in front of them? And if patients are dying in front of them and it's not a competency issue, is it because the patients are getting to the ER too late? Is it because they're so overcrowded that the waiting, you know, you're waiting in the waiting room for 6 to 8 hours before you even get back to see the doctor? So telling a hospital that you're going to cut their pay when they're already financially strapped is, in my opinion, a way to tell them, we're cutting you off. You know, we're pulling the plug. Now, I don't understand what brainiac economist was behind this Affordable Health Care Act and all these laws and stipulations, but you're telling me you're going to threaten a hospital that's barely holding on and treating underserved areas, and you're going to start cutting their pay. No, we're going to come up with a health insurance plan right before President Obama has to be reelected. You'll see. We'll come up with a plan that'll include mental health, substance abuse, and all that. I mean, great. I'm dying to see this sucker. It just, there is no way they're going to come up with a plan that's only a couple hundred dollars a month. No way. Now, this was interesting news. In England, this doesn't shock me in the bit. There's a family practice group or a general practitioner group that has been advertising to patients that their socialized medicine, the NHS, isn't covering a lot of procedures. So if their patients want to get the procedure done, they could pay private pay. They could pay cash. So some of these procedures, like removing moles, cysts, ingrowing toenails, are quote-unquote no longer paid for by the NHS, which is the main health insurance of, you know, of England. And they're going to charge $87 to remove a cyst. This would be in American dollars, of course. $200 to remove a larger cyst, $228 for an ingrowing toenail. For a cancerous mole, almost $400. Now, we've all been under the impression, because this is what the government's telling us, that socialized medicine works. Socialized medicine works in England. Socialized medicine works in Canada. Yet here are private doctors wanting to now sell, do procedures because they're not getting paid. This is exactly what happened to me when I was on an HMO. If I wanted to do anything, you know, dermatological, I didn't get paid for it. It's just I wasn't allowed to charge on the side. Now, of course, you know, I believe the British Medical Association is on top of this and, you know, everybody's up in revolt. But I thought all the doctors were happy. I thought all the patients were happy. I thought with socialized medicine, everything gets covered. Why would there be a market for people to pay cash? That's what's going to happen in America, and it's already happening. Right now, there's doctors saying, to heck with Medicare, to heck with Medicaid, to heck with insurance. You pay me cash, I'll see you for cash. I'll take on maybe just 100 patients for the year. That's who I'll see. Pay me $1,000 or $1,500. I'll take care of you. Use your insurance for the ancillary stuff. That's already happening. Doctors are going to cash. Now, the government, I don't think, minds because they want doctors to leave. They'll hire nurse practitioners and PAs to take over this new health system. But looks like the grass isn't greener. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, erectile dysfunction medicine for enlarged prostate. Looks like Cialis got the go-ahead. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione, The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't want on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, good news for men with an enlarged prostate, which is half of all men over the age of 60. We still don't know why the prostate enlarges specifically, but we know that many men deal with this, and we've talked about enlarged prostates and symptoms of it, where you have difficulty urinating, needing to get up multiple times in the night to urinate. But what's very interesting is many men with an enlarged prostate also has erectile dysfunction. So urologists have noticed that when patients are taking both a medication for an enlarged prostate, as well as a medicine for rectal dysfunction, like Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, they seem to do better. Now, they don't know why these medicines help. Maybe it's because as it increases blood flow to the penis, it increases blood flow to the maybe bladder and increases blood flow to the prostate. Maybe it helps with some of the symptoms. Because remember, when the prostate enlarges, it puts pressure on your urethra, so you have difficulty urinating. You get kind of, you know, dribbling. You don't have a good stream. You don't feel like you're emptying. You have to go multiple times. And there's a theory that maybe these erectile dysfunction medications like your Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, etc., open things up a little bit. Well, finally, the FDA today approved Cialis to be used for erectile dysfunction. I'm sorry, not duh, it's been used for erectile dysfunction. I'm sorry. Let me erect my paper here so I could read it better. It's not only used for erectile dysfunction, but now the FDA approved it for BPH, benign prostatic hyperplasia, enlarged prostate. Now, some of you take the once in a blue moon dose. Cialis's claim to fame over Viagra is it could act long term. You could take a 10 milligram dose of Cialis for your erectile dysfunction and it would cover you the whole weekend. Cover you about 72 hours. Well, Cialis came up with a smaller dose, a 2.5 or a 5 milligram a day, and they say that the 5 milligram a day can be used, per the FDA, to improve prostate enlargement. Now, could that possibly be causing you to take too much? Are there side effects? Well, again, if you take any nitrate medications, nitroglycerin, if you have a heart condition, they may, if you have nitrates, you absolutely can't take it. If you have a heart condition, of course, you're going to have to talk to your doctor. Sometimes these medications could cause an extreme drop in your blood pressure, which doesn't help sex at all. So make sure that, again, you're cardiovascularly stable before you do this. Now, what's interesting about this is if the FDA has approved Cialis for benign prostatic hyperplasia or an enlarged prostate plus erectile dysfunction, does it mean insurance companies are going to start paying for it? I don't know. I mean, from what I understand, my patients cannot afford these medications. They're very, very costly. But if these medications, you know, can help with enlarged prostate and maybe, you know, save you some trouble and some surgery down the line, you'd think that would save money. Do you think this is going to be in the federal health insurance plan? You think it would be the feds? Uh-uh. No, probably not. Probably not. But anyway, it is still cool stuff. Very cool stuff. All right. Remember when there was that breach in security with Stanford Hospital? Remember where 20,000 emergency room patients, their medical information and I guess their codes and their birthdays were online for, I believe, a month or two. I forget how long, but it was a very long time. Well, they figured out what happened. It had to do with the billing department. Apparently, the billing department has a marketing agent. The marketing agent sent a spreadsheet to somebody interviewing for the job as a skills test. Okay, he put the information on a spreadsheet. This is the marketer for the billing collectors. Okay, the marketer sent it to an applicant. She gets the information and she has some trouble. So she requests help on studentoffortune.com. I've never seen this website. I need to check it out. Apparently, this allows students to solicit paid assistance with their work. So I guess you post studentoffortune.com. You post on there. You find somebody who will help you. Now, apparently, she couldn't find somebody quick enough, so she just did the work herself and did the interview herself, and she didn't get the job. But this spreadsheet remained on the site until a patient discovered it August 22nd. So actually, this looks like it was first posted September of 2010 and then found August 22nd. We're talking almost a year. Of course, the patient notified Stanford. Stanford was like, what? All right, and then all hell broke loose. I see, this is what scares me about the whole electronic medical record system. Apparently, they said in Orlando, a Florida hospital reported that three employees had improperly combed through emergency department records of 2,200 patients to forward information to lawyers about accident victims. So it sounds like there might have been a little operation where lawyers were trying to hunt down people for PI cases, and they probably paid employees to do this. Employees would find accident victims, send them to lawyers. The employees, of course, were fired, and law enforcement officials are investigating. But true. You know, criminals could go through paper, of course. And, you know, we've talked about this. It's really cumbersome to just have paper charts and to have an all-paper hospital. I mean, you know, we do need to go electronic. We're killing the trees. We aren't able to communicate with each other across the country. It makes sense. But it is not security-proof, people. You know, this is ridiculous. For a whole year, your information is online. And the other thing that I have a big problem with, and we've talked about this on the air a lot, is why do doctors and hospitals have to put the codes to begin with? I mean, I can understand why a doctor on maybe the personal, private medical information, you know, of course, has to put the diagnosis, but why for billing? I still don't understand that. Now, I remember, yes, prior to the Affordable Health Care Act with the pre-existing clause, I get that. You know, if an insurance company wanted to not pay, he needed to know if we were taking care of you for a pre-existing condition, so then they could use that as an excuse to not pay. So we had to send them the code. But I thought that was a huge violation of privacy. What business is it of theirs that you have hepatitis C or you have HIV or you have herpes or you have a rectal abscess? Really, what business is it of the insurance company? I did the work, you pay me. And same thing, the billing collectors, the collection agencies, they need your birthday. They need your Social Security, because if they need to go after you for your bill, that's the way they could garnish wages later. That's the way they could find you. Now, if we came up with a system where you didn't need to put your birthday, you didn't need to put your Social Security, you didn't need to put your diagnosis code, maybe I would be happy with these electronic systems. But right now, I'm not. You know, honestly, I see us moving more and more towards cash pay. You see the doctor for cash. You pay the doctor up front. Why isn't that happening? Why aren't patients paying the doctor up front? Then they don't have to give the birthday. They don't have to give their address. They don't, well, maybe the address just in case there's an emergency. You don't have to give your Social Security. The doctor's happy. He doesn't have to have higher prices because he doesn't have to now pay for billing software. And then you get reimbursed from the insurance company. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's a horrible idea. The insurance company will never pay us. Well, they're not paying the doctor. Now you know how it feels. But you know, I wonder if costs would go down. They want to limit doctors' prices. They want to cut what doctors make. Well, our overhead wouldn't be so high if we didn't have to deal with insurance. Why don't patients pay the doctors and then the patients get reimbursed? Why isn't there a system like that? But nobody wants it because most people realize that the insurance companies don't pay jack diddly squat, and you have to fight with them, and you have to fight. Let the doctors take on the expense. Well, that's why costs are higher. If I could make $25 a patient, that would be very, very cush. But no, at this point, with all our expenses and the malpractice and the staff and the billing and the rent and the cost of supplies and the lack of reimbursement from insurance, so we have to cover, no, $25 a patient would barely cover it. So we got to make a lot of changes. All right. For those of you that can still listen to GCNLive.com, we are on for another hour. For the rest of you, you all be safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.